I'm glad you wanted to come with me to the trade show. Of course, we'll both have to work, but it feels good to know they're there supporting me. The kids have been dropped off at your mother's. Now we're riding the train into the city, and it's full of people. As they cram in, I'm pushed closer to you. You smile as I'm shoved up against you, leaning in for a quick kiss hello. You look amazing and smell fresh in the stale air of the train. We're jolted as it starts to move, and you reach to steady yourself by holding on to my chest. I wrap my arms around you, letting my hands settle at the small of your back. The train lurches forward again, allowing me to pull you in for another kiss. We are really packed in tight. But I pull you closer and slide my hand down over your dress to cop a feel of your bum. The train slides into the next station and jerks to a halt. You can feel how hard I am when my pelvis pushes against you. We kiss again. Then more people jam themselves into our car, pushing us closer together. And as they do, you reach down and cup me in your palm. Our tongues touch each other as I feel you squeeze on my cock. I draw my free hand up to your rib cage and hold your breast in my palm, feeling your nipple perk under your blouse. It makes me desperate to feel your skin against mine. So my hand on the small of your back slips under your blouse and pulls you even closer. You are soft and warm to my touch. I run my nails lightly up and down your back, causing you to arch forward into me. Oh, how my cock aches for you. We kiss and touch each other all the way to Chatham, and then on to Olympia. We only stop when we arrive and have to head into the show and off to our own directions. You wink at me. I see that naughty smile on your face. See you later for the train home, you say. But I can't wait that long. When I finally see you at the trade stand, I can't help myself. Ushering you over to the back, I sneak you into the storeroom. No sooner has the door closed behind us than our lips are again locked. The desire that built up between us on the train now comes out in force. My hand climbs up inside the back of your top and unclasps your bra. Then lifting your blouse, I kiss your nipple, as I've craved to do since Chatham Junction. It slides between my lips and I flick it with my tongue. At the same time, I slide my hand down your thigh, then back up and under your skirt. You're wet. I can feel your heat through your panties. I can't resist. I slide a finger under the edge of your panties. Then I slowly run the back of my finger over your pussy. Your clit pulses as I do, and I feel your heat rise. Now my finger takes a second pass while I kiss your lips. This time my knuckle hovers over your clit, circling it gently. The intensity of your response surprises me. You kiss me hard again, moaning in pleasure. Your hands bury themselves in my hair, gently pushing me down on my knees. I lift your skirt, revealing wet panties clinging to the silhouette of your vagina, my fingers still under the hem. I pull them down. I lean in to kiss you down there and inhale your sweetness. Lifting your leg onto a nearby box, I then run my tongue up the length of your womanhood, from your hot, wet hole to your erect clit. As my tongue draws circles around that little pleasure nub, my hands grasp your bum and pull you into my face. Flicking at you, I enjoy the taste of you and how you grind against me. My fingers slip around and rim your hole, even darting in a little. We can hear the crowds milling about outside as I devour you. I suck on your clit, my fingers busy working in and out of you. Suddenly, you arch your back and start to come. I can feel it, such warm wetness on my tongue and satisfaction in your eyes as you shudder hard against me. I stand and kiss you. Then I watch you straighten your dress before we exit the storeroom. Everyone is oblivious to us, having no clue what we've been up to. Just then, you lean in and put something in my jacket pocket. "To remind you of me today," you say. When I check, I find your wet panties. Yes, your sweet scent keeps you in my head all day long.
What just happened in the storeroom is insane. We never do stuff like that. It's just not us. My head, my heartbeat, my body, my senses are all over the place. I'm not waiting for you at the end of the trade show. I had to go home and wait for you there. As a tease, I just sent you an upskirt of me on the train. I'm aching for you to get home. You walk through the door, and I close it behind you, then turn to find you gazing at me. I step in close, let your hands rest on my chest, and lean into you. My lips gently linger on yours. It's only been a few hours since the morning adventure, but I've missed you so much. Your taste, your touch, your smell. It feels so good having you close again. I'm tempted to rip that shirt right off of you, but I don't. I really want us to take our time and soak in every inch of each other slowly, tenderly, sensually. I lead you through to the bedroom. The blinds are closed and the lights are off, candles scattered all around, casting shadows and scents through the room. You start to get a sense of what's to come. I begin to undress you, my hands sliding down your chest. Taking the hem of your shirt, I pull it up over your head. My lips trace small, gentle kisses over your chest as I do. I unbuckle your belt and unbutton your trousers, then I tuck my fingers into the waistband and slowly pull them down. My tongue traces from your tummy down your hips and thighs, taking gentle bites as I go. When you step out of your pants, I stand in front of you. "My turn," I whisper. You can't stop yourself from leaning in and kissing me. Our tongues caress for a minute. You taste so good. I pull away and grasp your hands. I guide them down my chest and over my breast and direct you to the hem of my top. From there, you take the lead and you pull my shirt up. My breasts are revealed, secure in my black lace bra. Your lips tenderly kiss them as you finish removing my top. Then you move your hands around my back to unhook my bra, but I stop you. "Patience," I wink. You let your hands move down to my waistband and slowly pull my pants down. Your lips follow and your tongue traces down my legs. My hands brush through your hair as you go. After stepping out of my trousers, I sit on the bed. I scoop back and I sit cross-legged, then signal for you to join me and do the same. When you do, I lean across and give you a deep kiss. My hands run up the inside of your thighs, then up your chest. I take your face in my hands, and my eyes drink you in. Your hands start to explore my body, running up my arms. You lean across and kiss my shoulder. Your tongue traces up to my neck, where you gently kiss me again. You continue up to my ear, where you nibble and breathe so deeply. Shivers run through me, and longing grows deep inside. I lean my head back in pleasure. You continue your journey along my neck, then plant a cheeky kiss on my lips. The tip of your tongue flips across mine as you go. You move over to my other ear, where your tongue plays. You're breathing deeper and more intense. My hands reach out to touch your bare chest. As your kisses continue down my shoulder, you reach again and undo my bra. Letting my breasts fall free, you gently caress them. Your hands are exploring every inch of my body now. I lay back slowly onto the bed. With one hand, I give you a gentle tug. I want you to come over on top of me. You lean over me on all fours and your lips find their way to my breast. You tenderly kiss and tease them. Your tongue traces around them, down my tummy, over my waist, gently biting and tickling with your tongue where it's sensitive. I can't help but arc my back, pushing me into you. You continue down the edge of my panties. Your teeth are tugging at them, teasing me. Your lips kiss just below the waistband. Your hands draw down over my warmth. You continue down inside my thigh. nibbling, licking, kissing. Your lips are on one side as your hands continue down the other. You unfold my legs and you roll your body back over mine. Your finger takes hold of my panties and you slowly peel them down and off. As you come back up, your tongue flicks my clit for just a little taste, but it doesn't stay long. You get it. Slow, sensual, patient. I gasp in pleasure, desperate for you to do it again. But I know it'll be even better, more intense, if I can just wait a little longer. You continue up my body, my hands tracing down your back as you go. As they reach your bum, they slowly slip around your waist, then a little lower, just enough for my hand to brush your hard cock. I grasp it and glide my hand up and down briefly. I'm repaying the little flick your tongue gave me. Your lips kiss me deeper now, passionately. I can feel the want, the need in your body. You whisper, "Turn over," and I do as I'm told. I feel the warm drizzle of the oil on my back when your strong, firm hands gliding up my shoulders and my back. You massage deeply, seductively, with your knee on either side of me. As your hands glide up my back, I can feel your hard cock pressing against my bum. I like it a lot. Your hands work their way down over my cheeks and my thighs. Your pinky finger brushing my wetness makes me arch up. I'm so ready. So sensitive, so wanting to feel you in me. I will myself to resist a little longer. Your touch feels so good all over me. Your hands work their way back up the inside of my legs. This time your touch feels firmer as your hands glide all the way up to my wetness. Finally, you let your fingers slide into me. Groaning, I clamp myself around them. They move in and out a little as you continue to kiss your way up my body. You reach my ear where you slide your tongue in, breathing deeply. Then you gently bite my lobe. I turn my head so I can kiss you. Your lips find mine. I feel you thrust your throbbing cock deep inside me. It feels so good having your body on top of mine. My legs close so you can feel the tightness as you thrust deep. My back arches as your hands reach around and caress my hard nipples. I push myself down onto you as you thrust again. You feel me. I tilt my bum up a little to let you go in even deeper the next time you thrust. Harder each time, deeper. I reach my hand behind me around your neck. I need you close so I can feel your lips, your tongue, your breath. We grow closer to climax. I push back on you again. My bum comes up even more. As you thrust against me, I can feel your balls hitting me. It feels amazing having you so close, so deep, so entwined in each other. Your hands works its way down over my breast and my tummy. Finally, my clit, you continue pushing yourself deep inside. I can feel you near climax. I am too. Your fingers find the right spot instantly and start to work their magic circles around my clit. I want to turn around and see you, but it feels so good, so sensual. I stay right where I am as you explode inside me. I sense myself clamping down on you as my body starts to shudder. You push in again, enjoying the tightness and the wetness. Your cock pulses inside me as I slowly begin to release you. Your hands hold me tight around my waist, keeping me pulled close. We hold each other as we collapse onto the bed. There's nowhere else I'd rather be than in your arms. You kiss me softly, and we lay there for a little while, neither one of us wanting to let go.